David Crombie, who has been leading the push for a CRC, a Cooperative Research Centre, looking at Northern Australia. They have termed it Ag North. David Crombie, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Craig.
What are your thoughts at the moment? Have you had a chance to read through the report?
Oh, look, I agree with the previous speaker. It's a big report, 42 recommendations. I've scanned it, and I'd really like to echo the comments. You know, well done, Warren Inch, and well done the committee. It's a complete document, and I'm very pleased to see the Ag North proposal included in there. This is something that's needed. We need to get the science right. We need to get the politics right. We need to get the policies right, and that should lead to investment.
In terms of that Cooperative Research Centre, Ag North, it's mentioned in the report, but still you're without funding to be confirmed. So how likely is it that you will see money start to flow to make it a reality come next year, which is what you have been hoping for?
Well, Ag North is a partnership of the Northern Territory Government, Western Australian Government, Queensland Government, CSIRO, and three Northern Universities. So there's a partnership already in place. They have funded the secretariat. We've put together a proposal. We've put it in the form of a CRC. Now, Joe Hockey canned the CRCs, but in discussion with the government, we've been led to believe that what the CRC is aiming to do will be included in the white paper approach. And what we're talking about here is just getting the data right. There's so much data held in state governments and in universities and in CSIRO. It's in silos. We need to pull it all together. We need to find out where the gaps are. I mean, information like surface water, it's in interconnectivity with groundwater, what the licensing policy should be around water, what the licensing policies ought to be around the utilisation of water for irrigation, what that might lead to in terms of development programs, what that might lead to in terms of needs for communication and for roads and for rail and for transport hubs. We need to get the data right. That should lead to getting the policy right. And I'm talking about policy in terms of water licensing and flexibility in land tenure. You get the policies right.
Mm.
And once they're right, that de-risks investment. Investment decisions can be made when you've got that data.
Yeah, so that can encourage that investment to flow through.
Absolutely.
Whether it be Australian investment or overseas. David Crombie, you have seen so many reports like this one, though. There is no doubt about that. What makes this different in your mind in terms of trying to not just be words on paper, and I've used that phrase a couple of times over the past 10 minutes, but to actually see something come of it?
Yeah, look, I'd agree with your comment absolutely, Craig. I mean, people have been talking about the potential of the North, certainly for all of my lifetime.
And that's why it's now treated with a degree of scepticism and cynicism, isn't it?
Well, unfortunately, yes, but it's real. I mean, you know, we're seeing all the data coming out of Asia. We're seeing population growth. We know there are more mouths to feed. We know there's increasing wealth. It's going to be requiring more food, different types of foods, high-quality protein foods. We have the opportunity for development of northern areas, of more areas in northern Australia. And look, I think this is a really serious attempt. It's as Warren Inch said, it's a cross-party. This is not party political. This is across the parliament. And that's a really encouraging sign. And I'm really encouraged by our Ag North group, where we have the Queensland government, the Northern Territory government, and the Western Australian government cooperating, joint funding a proposal with CSIRO, with Charles Darwin University, Sturt University, and with Queensland University. So we've actually got all the players together funding a proposal to get the data right, to get the policy right, to flow to investment. I think this time round it's real. But what it needs now is for the federal government to put their money where their mouth is, as they said in their electoral promises. Let's make northern development real this time round.
Real this time round. David Crombie, thank you very much.